Imagine Detectives and Lost, it's Radio Yorkshire. I'm John. An amazing competition on our website I need to tell you about in a few moments' time. How'd you fancy getting into the cockpit of a plane, having a flying lesson? You could win one with us. I'll tell you all about it in a few moments' time. Tom Feeney from our news team with us. Tom, you all right?
I'm not too bad, thank you, mate.
Excellent. Been a very productive day for Leeds United, hasn't it? Well, productive sort of 48 hours, really. We've had, what, two, three players coming in?
It's three players now.
Three players now it is, because we've got one man who is highly rated, and this guy, he really is highly rated. This dude has got some serious talent behind him, and we're going to be finding out a little bit more about this young man right now with somebody who knows him very well. It is the man who covers Oxford United for the Oxford Mail. David Pritchard joins us on the phone. David, how are you?
How are you? Very well, thank you.
Excellent. Now, I do have to ask you one question, first of all. I know how to pronounce your name. That's a good start. But I really don't know how to pronounce this young man's name. I know his surname is Roof.
Yeah.
But how do we say his first name?
It's very much Kumar rather than Kemar.
Okay, right, so it's Kumar.
Yeah.
We'll go with
not
that.
Not too hard, but he gets very sort of, he likes it to be done a certain way. So, yeah, that's the best way to keep on his good side.
I can imagine, you know what? There's one pet hate that I've got. Genuinely hate this. My name's John. It's dead easy to see it, especially on emails as well, because it says it. You know, you've sent a million emails in the past. You know what these things are like. When I get an email back and it puts my name as Josh, I hate that. Kumar Roof, that is what we're going to call him right now.
Yes.
This is the man.
Absolutely.
He has signed on a four-year contract to Leeds United, only 23 years old. Of course, he's been playing for Oxford, and you know what? This kid has got some talent behind him, hasn't he? Very highly rated.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose it shows you the value of confidence and having a manager who knows how to tick. I mean, when he came into Oxford about 18 months ago, this was a kid who his career was going nowhere. You know, he'd come out from West Brom on loan a few places, hadn't really worked, but Michael Appleton, who's the manager at Oxford, had worked with him when he was back at sort of 13, 14 years old in the West Brom youth setup, and he's on the way to unlock his potential, he has really sort of kicked on since, and no one around here is very surprised that he's got a big move.
I was going to say, when you look at what he did last season, obviously helping the side gain promotion, and also there was that game against Swansea where he grabbed a lot of attention, he grabbed a lot of headlines. That seems to have helped again. Maybe add a couple of quid to the transfer fee.
Yeah, well, I think probably what everyone, you know, people at Leeds would have taken note of, it was he played six games last season against teams, you know, above League Two in cup competitions, and scored seven goals. You know, he got a couple against Swindon, a couple against Millwall. Obviously, the two against Swansea on telly certainly helped. But, he's someone who seemed, the bigger the game, the better he seemed to play, which, should bode well for him playing Elland Road.
Really should. You know, he's playing from some good crowds, and obviously he's got the talent to back this up. And we all know what Leeds as a club is like. You know, they have got a big reputation. They've got a great fan base. He's not going to be intimidated by playing in this, is he?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you speak to him, and he's he's a very humble, quite a shy guy, really. But on the pitch, yeah, I mean, he's very, very driven. He's worked hard for this, and I think there's a great chance that he'll be a hit there.
And I've been on social media today looking at Oxford United fans and just how they're reacting to this. And from what I see, there's a lot who are saying to him, thank you for your time and good luck with the move. There doesn't seem to be any resentment that he's going to Leeds United.
No, I think there probably would have been if he'd gone in January. But I think most people, despite Oxford going up a division, they knew... he was too good for that level and probably even League One. So I think as long as they got a decent price for him, which I think from the sounds of it, United have, I think, yeah, it was one of these situations where I think most people in their heart of hearts, he would go this summer.
What do you think he's going to add to the squad now? Obviously, you've seen what's happened with Leeds. They've been recruiting quite heavily and they've been recruiting some good players as well at that. So what is he going to add to Leeds United this season?
Well, he's someone who's got a bit of magic, which it doesn't matter sort of what level you're at. That he can unlock things. He I mean, you just have to look at his goals. I mean, there's not many tap-ins in there. He's got that sort of X factor which people look for that's pretty rare. So, I mean, as long as he gets off to a good start, I think, you know, the sky's the limit for him, really. And that £3 million could turn out to be a bit of a bargain.
And what's that mean for Oxford, though? £3 million? I mean, is that going to be something that they could reinvest straight into the playing squad? Is this going to be, you know, something that's going to be, you know, a little bit of money squirreled away here and there? Are they going to put some money back into the squad? Is all that cash going there?
Well, they have to pay a fairly significant sell-on clause to West Brom, which they did the deal quickly last summer, and I think that was kind of the way to get the deal over the line. To make sure it happens. So I think about sort of 40% of it goes to them. So it's not, but having said that, until today, their record transfer fee received was 1.6 million. So this even with the money they left over from this deal, still beats that. So yeah, very significant injection for this level. And I don't think they're going to go and spend a million of it on a single player. I think it will be sort of quite wisely invested in sort of making sure the club is on a sound footing, and there will be signings, no doubt, but that's not the way they go about it here. I can't see it being spent on sort of one marquee name.
Just watching a few of his goals now, just having a quick look at a video on YouTube. As you said, he doesn't score tap-ins, does he?
Not many. I mean, it's something he has worked on, and as his time went on, he did get a few more sort of six in the 6-yard box.
What's the point, though, when you're lobbing the keeper from way outside it and doing it in such style?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I tried to narrow them down to 5 to put on our website, and it's a real tough one.
You know, it's difficult, watching these.
Yeah, I mean, they almost had to have a different sort of goal of the season prize at their end of season awards, because it was just obvious he was going to come first, second and third. So, he's someone who has thrived on being the main man at Oxford, and hopefully he can build on that with Leeds.
Yeah, I think he's going to enjoy his time here. You know, there's Marcus Antonsson who's coming as well. We've got a new keeper coming at Leeds too. And, you know, Gary Monk's really assembling a very good squad here. In the climate of the Championship, which obviously you've seen the clubs that have come down from the Premier League, and there's some top draw names that are in there. There's some big clubs that have come down, but Leeds themselves, a very big club. And the squad that he's assembling, I mean, I don't know about you, but this has got a real at least hint of playoffs in this.
Yeah, I mean, I think not knowing the sort of situation intimately up there, but I think probably everyone across the country, you expect, you're just waiting for Leeds at some point to catch light, aren't you, and get back to where, you know, where they should be, really.
Yeah, I think, yeah, everyone's looking for that. And next season, we're going to really enjoy it. They're over in Ireland next week. I'm sure Kamara's going to be joining them over there and going to be very much enjoying it. David, thanks for coming on and giving us your opinions. Obviously, you've seen him so much. I'm sure you'll miss those goals as well as you're covering Oxford throughout the season.
Look after him for us.
We'll make sure he doesn't break, mate. We'll make sure he's all right. We'll look after him very nicely. David, thank you very much for coming on, buddy. No Speak problem. To you soon.
Cheers.
Cheers, man. You're gonna